Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the SFLC podcast. I want to thank our sponsors, Dependable Solutions, innovating the future of your small to medium-sized business since 2012. It's 2018. If you're not accepting credit cards, you're losing money. Plain and simple. Learn how you can save 40 to 60% on your overall credit card processing bill by going to dependable-solutions.net. Again, that is dependable/solutions.net. Also, teststrips.com, that is teststrips with a Z.com. Managing diabetes is your business, making it affordable is ours. Sell your extra unused diabetes supplies for up to $50 per box and support a worthy cause. Rated a Better Business Bureau accredited A+ rating for over 5 years. Partnered with 98.5, the Sports Hub, and affiliated with the American Diabetes Association. Make sure to check them out again. That is teststrips with a Z.com.
SFLC Podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the SFLC podcast. And as we promised, we had a lot of people that we were looking at getting at, and one that I was specifically excited for talking about following his UFC 230 victory over Kurt Hollowell in that first round nasty submission. We have Shane Burgos. Shane, how are we doing today, my man?
Good, man. I can't complain. I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We watched your incredible fight, and it's almost as if you blinked, it was over. And actually, that entire undercard, Steve Dunn and I were talking, was just absolute fire. We'll get into yours in a minute, but based on what you saw from UFC 230, other than your own victory, what really impressed you about this special night that we ended up seeing?
Oh, man, it was an awesome night, not just for me, but for my teammates as well. Julio Arce really showed a type of fighter he is with that gutsy performance. Most guys would have tapped out after that cut. The amount of blood that he bled and was able to still push on, and in my opinion, I thought he won the fight, was incredible to watch. And then my teammate Lyman Good, after being out for over a year, coming back in his home city, he had a Tiger's home school only a couple blocks away, and getting that knockout for a veteran like Ben Saunders in the first round was an awesome night, honestly. Aside from them, the fights were great, period.
And nothing to take away from your own victory. And we heard you in your post-fight with Joe Rogan, and that's something that we're going to kind of talk about a little bit here. First of all, Shane, we know that people have separate coaches for grappling or jiu-jitsu, and then we have separate coaches for your stand-up game. Is there any sort of transition between the two that kind of gives you that wherewithal when you get tagged and you're going down that gets into that submission style that you beautifully displayed on Saturday night?
Thank you. Not really, honestly. That was more, I got dropped. So like I said, I was really frustrated with that. I was mad at myself for that. It really pissed me off. Still pissing me off thinking about it. I really didn't want to watch the fight because that made me so mad. But I think he thought I was a little bit more hurt than I actually was. So as soon as he tagged me, my legs gave out, but I was 100% clear-headed. I saw him coming in. I saw him throw the right hand, and he posted on my chest, get ready to throw the left hand. When he got ready to throw his left hand when I was on the ground, I grabbed his right arm, and I threw the arm bar up. But that was just instincts and drilling, honestly. The amount of times that I've drilled that move, is I can't even count it. And the amount of times I've hit it in training alone, a person postured up to go to punch, the arm posted on your body, you take that arm.
So you had talked about it with Joe Rogan, saying that you were pissed off, and you just said you don't want to watch the fight because of that. Regardless, you still got the victory. So you said this is the perfectionist in you. Kind of elaborate what it is about that fight that really caught you. Was it that you felt like you got rushed to get hit, or what was it?
No, I mean, I did watch the fight. Me and my wife made me watch it, but I saw it finish a bunch of times. But I didn't actually watch the whole fight. Watching the whole fight, I do feel a little bit better about it. I honestly just got caught. Is what it is. It happens when you're playing with small 4 ounce gloves. And Kurt is a big guy, big puncher. So it was my left hook versus his left hook. Mine was just short, and his landed right on the chin, and my legs gave out. But watching the fight back, I feel like I was a little more mad because I feel better about my performance, obviously, but I was just starting to find my range right before he landed that left hook. So I feel like that fight really could have been, if we rematched, that fight could be fight of the year, fight of the night for sure. Because I feel like I was just warming up. He was just warming up, and we were getting ready to turn it up even more. So, yeah, I'm happy about the win and everything like that. I'm happy I got the first round finish. It's always nice to come home and be healthy, and that's great. But I definitely wanted, after a long layoff with that, I definitely wanted to get my feet a little more wet, and I was excited for this matchup, so I wanted to show the fans a little bit more of a show.
So you ended up getting all of that. We see you go home. For the average UFC fighter, after you have a fight that's like early in, you know, the card, some people will take off. You know, they've been through this, you know, road before. They've sat there and they've watched the rest of the fights. Some people will stick around. What is your method after your fight when you have the remainder of the card going on?
Well, it depends on what placement of the card I'm on. My last fight, I was the third to last fight right before DC fought, so that one was a little bit different. But this fight, I was the second fight of the night, so I honestly like fighting early. I like being on the earlier part of the card when it comes to time-wise and me being able to relax and watch the rest. But I'd rather be on TV or the pay-per-view just for publicity purposes. But yeah, after my fight, I had two teammates coming up next, so I honestly wanted to go backstage, get all my stuff done, to do interviews and see the doctor. I want to get that done as quick as possible so I can get backstage and help Julio warm up for his fight. So that's exactly what I did. So I did all my interviews, I did all my doctor meeting, photo shoot, and then I ran backstage and started helping my teammate Julio warm up. And then we were watching Lyman fight. So yeah, it depends on what kind of card it is. This one was it was chaotic. I wanted to just be back there so bad just to help those guys.
You got me interested. You mentioned how you did your post fights, but you also did your doctor interviews. What's the process, the standard operating procedure for doctor's interviews after a fight?
Again, every fight is different. This fight was so quick that he checked me within 5 minutes, but in my last fight, my eye was swollen, so he checked me for a long time. So it depends, but that's the first person you go to see is the doctor right after the fight. They check your eyeballs, they check your vitals, check your back, see if you have any swelling, your hands, your feet, basic stuff.
All right, so nothing out of the ordinary.
No.
All right, well, we also noticed that, you know, obviously the rest of this card was kind of a almost, I don't want to say underwhelming as far as numbers are concerned, but that was a pretty nice little fight card for us that were watching it, those who were enjoying it, those who were, you know, reporting on it in any facet. But we ended up seeing this, and you ended up getting that excellent submission in the first round. Were you taken back that you weren't given like a performance of the night for that or a submission victory on that? Was that something that you kind of thought, considering how it went down?
I mean, I was only in the second fight of the night, and I thought the second fight was better than the first fight. So I obviously, right off the bat, I was like, all right, I'm in the running so far. But after seeing like Adesanya win and then seeing Jacare win, I was like, all right, those guys are probably going to get performance bonuses. And then Lyman got a big knockout, so I thought he might be able to get a performance bonus too. So I was like, I don't know, man. Honestly, I was hoping for it, but I wasn't banking on it for this one because it was a quick fight, and they don't do submission of the night anymore. Maybe if they did submission of the night, I would have got one, but they do performance of the night, so I wasn't surprised that Adesanya got one, honestly.
Absolutely. And 4-1 in your last five fights. You know, you took a little bit of time off after the Calvin Kattar fight. Two fight of the night victories. You know, you've got to be climbing, at least in your mind, as far as your division is concerned. And I don't think they asked you this in the post fight, but taking a little bit of time now that you've been able to rewatch the fight and see how everything's kind of gone down, are you thinking what's next for Shane Burgos?
I'm always thinking about what's next for me, but I'm always thinking about that after the fight. You know what I mean? So now I can sit back and I can think about it. But that was a long layoff before my last fight, but it was a long training camp for this fight. So I'm trying to it's only been a week since the fight. I'm trying to just relax and enjoy my family time right now, because for the past 6 months, I've been training for a fight. I thought I was going to fight in July. So I've been training since May, thinking I was going to fight in July, and I didn't end up fighting until November. So it's been a long, 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 long training camp. So I was ready to go 10 rounds if I needed to, but so I need to take this at least another week or two. I had a whole week, so let me get one more week where I can just relax and enjoy my family. Just be dad right now.
There you go. And we saw the embracing of, I believe that was your girl, as you were walking out of the ring and kind of getting ready to go back to the locker room. Is that something that, and every fighter is different, when your significant other is there, or sometimes they're not, has she kind of gotten used to this game for you at this point?
For me, am I used to it or is she used to it?
Both.
I'm used to it. I'm not thinking about anybody when I'm in the actual cage. The only thing I'm thinking about is the opponent. I'm not really trying to focus on anybody else's feelings or if anybody else is okay. I can't really let that get to me. But she's definitely not okay. You'll never be okay with it. But I get it, though, because when I watch my teammates fight, I'm more stressed out than when I watch myself fight, when I'm fighting myself. So to have a spouse in there, the father of your daughter in there, I can't imagine how she would feel. So I don't think she would be okay with it.
And you have family time getting ready to come up. Look, man, you got the holidays right around the corner. So yeah. So what are you looking at doing? Obviously, you said another week. We can go ahead and say another 2 weeks because Thanksgiving, honestly, you're probably not thinking too much about it.
No.
So what's the Thanksgiving in the Burgos family household?
Oh, man, it's going to be exciting. Her family's Italian, so we're having a huge Thanksgiving with them. And then my family's Puerto Rican, so then Christmas time and Christmas Eve we'll spend with them. So we split the holidays, but we do the Italian Thanksgiving, and then we do the Puerto Rican Christmas. So the food is just never stops ending. But honestly, my weight is good. I have extremely fast metabolism, and I'm still training. I'm healthy after that last fight, so I haven't even stopped training. I was back in the gym on Monday.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, that works. So Knowing where your weight class is, some fighters will talk about it. Some won't. We're just going to kind of look here. What are you walking around at as far as weight is concerned prior to training camp, prior to weight cut, everything that's going on?
You're talking about out of shape me?
Is there an out of shape you? Because I don't think it exists.
Last time I was out of shape and heavy was last summer. I was after a two-week vacation, and I was 174. So I don't really get too heavy. My metabolism is really fast. I know some featherweights get up to the 80s. But, the heaviest I've ever been is 174. When I'm in shape walking around, 165.
So you're looking at roughly a 20-pound cut, plus 19, or minus a few pounds.
19. No.
I forgot some of these fighters are literally taking every ounce that looks that way. But you get out of the holidays and you know, you do Christmas with you and you do Thanksgiving with your wife. So all that's going through and we're looking at 2019 being a very interesting year for the UFC. Have you figured out somebody or have you thought of somebody specifically that you're wanting to get in the ring with next at featherweight?
No, honestly, I trust Sean Shelby, man. He doesn't get enough credit. He does a great job at matchmaking. Like, if you look at all my fights, he's done a great job matchmaking because I don't think I've had one boring fight in the UFC. So I trust him. I know he'll give me somebody exciting, somebody that's going to show up to fight. That's all I want is somebody that's going to engage and then show up to fight and make the fight exciting, not just for my benefit, but for the fans' benefit and for their own benefit. I want to get paid every time I fight, and not just a win bonus. I want to get that fight of the night or perform some night bonus too. So just give me somebody exciting every time.
Of course. Now, if we look at some of the rankings, if you are one of those fighters that believes in the UFC rankings, obviously we have Yair Rodriguez getting ready to fight, sitting at 15, and then you have Zabit Nagamed, Sharapov right above him, and those two just can't seem to put a fight together on a contract. And then Darren Elkins at 13. Are any of these top 15 fighters really somebody that you're eyeballing because you want to get back up there and you want to start climbing again?
Not specifically, honestly. Like I said, just give me somebody exciting. But I don't really take too much stock in the rankings, honestly. I don't feel like they mean too much. So it doesn't really matter. And not only that, I'm coming off, before this fight, coming off a loss. So I'm only on a one-fight win streak right now. So if I got to work my way back up, that's 100% fine. And I expect it to, honestly. I don't expect to. If they give me a top 15, cool. If they don't, that's okay. I'm not going to sit here and bitch about it because I'm on a one-fight winning streak. I mean, I need to keep working my way back up. I was on a huge win streak before that loss, so I need to get back to what I was doing before. And I feel like that I'm on the right step, just getting that first round finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, two-time fight of the night, coming off a win versus Kurt Halbo at UFC 230. Want to thank you again for coming on the show with us, Shane. And I know that we had a little bit of difficulty trying to get this scheduled. That was on me. I'm sitting here thinking East Coast time, and then I'm not even thinking about my own damn time zone. It's one of those things that happens. But in the meantime, if you want to take the time, we always allow and like to hear, you know, the fighters kind of give their shout outs because you know that this is a very much a team sport, even while there's only one person in it, the ring at the time. You know, if you want to thank your sponsors, your coaches, please, man, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you to all my sponsors, Mixed Bio, Eat Clean Bro, Get Out, Sounds Water, Pro Beer, Athletic, Believe Elite Athletic Training. That was my strength and conditioning coach. I worked a lot with him the past couple months. That was a new training regimen I added to this, which was exciting. I was excited to show off my gains from the work with him, but it was only a 2-minute fight, so maybe the next one will get showed off. And then shout out to my team, Team Tiger Schulman's. Got the same team since I was 15 years old, and 12 years later, I'm still the same team. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So huge shout out to them. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at HurricaneShaneB and on Instagram at HurricaneShane_. Thank you all the fans for the love. Love the family. Love you guys. Thank you.